This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm Corey Fleck, and joined, as always, by Al Corlin. For everybody listening to this live on the radio, it is New Year's Eve 2016. We hope everybody has a safe and enjoyable New Year's, and everybody is looking forward to what 2017 will bring. 2016 sure was a wild and crazy year for, I think, the whole world, and 2017 is already shaping up to be one that will be of consequence, especially for investors. And that's what we want to talk about in the first two segments with our guest, Rick Rule, President and CEO of Sprott US Holdings. For anybody that has attended resource conferences over the past number of years, I'm sure you've heard Rick speaking. He's one of my favorite guests and commentators on the resource sector. Rick, to kick us off, let's talk about your general outlook for 2017. I know that there is a lot that we can talk about, but just give us a brief insight into some of the key topics that you are watching for next year.
Well, there's several. The first thing that I see out there is the absolute somnolence of the volatility indexes, the VIX. I think if we can count on anything, it's going to be more volatility in this coming year, if for no other reason than the fact that some people are elected and other people are dejected by the elections. I see a gold market that after the beginning of 2016, which is insanely good, I see a market that sold off by 35%, and I now see some of the gold bugs dejected by that, which is always funny. A market that you like that's off by 35% is, of course, precisely 35% more attractive. I think 2017, maybe not the middle, but maybe not the beginning, but maybe the middle of 2017, I think you'll see tone return to the gold market and the gold equities markets. That's not what I'm going to do, though. What I'm going to be doing is attempting to move, although in gold, also beyond gold, to sectors that are out of favor and substantially undersold. I'm going to go, if you will, back to my roots. I'm going to look for commodities where the selling price of the commodity is below the median cost of production for the sector. So I'm going to be in names like agricultural minerals. I'm going to be in big and high-grade copper deposits. I will be probably in the uranium business. I'll be investing in 2017 in companies where I hope to harvest the fruits of my investment in 2019, 2020. I'm going to be making long-dated investment bets against a market that seems to have trauma holding stock over a long weekend. As a consequence for providing long-term capital to managements, I'm going to be asking things like 3-, 4-, and 5-year detachable, fully tradable warrants.
Rick, I got a question for you. I am very optimistic about the future of the U.S. from a financial standpoint. I guess I should say from an investment standpoint. I think there are going to be some pretty good opportunities out there. I think those opportunities have already started to become reality. The amount of optimism that I have seen since the November election is almost mind-boggling in the sense that you look where consumer confidence has gone. I mean, it's gone from 98 to, if I'm not mistaken, roughly 120 or something like that. Yeah. Go ahead, Corey.
112 was the last reading for consumers.
Right, and that's huge, given the fact that I believe it pretty much just centers around the results of the election. Do you share my optimism at all?
I don't. I find myself popular in Republican houses during Democratic administrations, and popular in Democratic houses during Republican administrations.
Mm-hmm.
My own feeling following this election and every other election that has taken place since I've been cognizant, has been that you can tell when politicians are lying when their lips are moving.
And I
understand that the Trump narrative is more pro-investment and more pro-business, and thank God, anti-elitist. My problem is that as a contrarian investor, I tend to be more arithmetically oriented than narrative oriented. And it's difficult for me to understand how a narrative cures a $20 trillion on-balance sheet obligation with a deficit that will be a trillion two unless an infrastructure plan is implemented, in which case it will be a $2 trillion problem. If Mr. Trump were able to follow through on what I believe was a well-intentioned pledge to limit regulation across vast parts of the U.S. economy, my suspicion is that that would deliver very great returns. My hesitation about that is that although Trump won the election, the participation was fairly narrow in the election. And I believe that he is hated by the Republican establishment still and the Democratic establishment, which means that his ability to get the more innovative parts of his proposal through the legislature, I think, will be very constrained. I hope I'm wrong, of course. But in my experience, having any hope that requires a rational response from the body politic has been a misplaced hope. And I hate to sound like a 64-year-old cynic. You know, H.L. Mencken, I think it was, famously described elections as advanced auctions of stolen property. And when I have constrained myself to having an outlook to politics as perhaps they can do less harm than the alternative, I have usually been an accurate forecaster. And when I hold up hope based on the fact that a narrative agreed with me, well, the last time I did that was 1980, when I actually voted for Ronald Reagan. The upshot of that, of course, was Stockman's great book, The Triumph of Politics. And so I wouldn't describe myself as hopeful, nor would I describe hope as a good investment strategy.
Rick, I am on the same page as you, and I've been on record as these markets have been rising after Trump's election on just, I think, unfounded optimism because of what people hope Trump will be able to do. There are some underlying issues that I think will need, well, much more than any president will be able to undertake. And an interesting stat came out of Sentiment Trader earlier this week, and it says that nearly 50% of core indicators are at an optimistic extreme. This is only the third time in the past 5 years that these extremes have been reached, and every time, when this time, who knows, might be different, but I think history really likes to rhyme, every time the markets have sold off from here. So a lot will happen when Trump does come into office, and that's when I think a lot of these buying the rumor could potentially lead to selling the fact, to seeing what he could get done. I think it is a good sign that there is, let's say, half the population in the U.S. that is optimistic for the new leader. But as you pointed out, there is also another half, or arguably 51% of the population, that are very pessimistic and very scared. So whether that drives the markets or not, the underlying economy still has a lot of work to do. And in the next segment, Rick, I do want to chat with you about some of the moves that we've already seen in such metals that you already mentioned, like copper, because there has been a nice buy come in, and whether you think that is sustainable or not. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back, continuing on with Rick Rule.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Rick Rule. And as I mentioned at the tail end of last segment, Rick, let's talk about some of the moves we've seen in base metals. Copper, zinc, they're all getting a buy after Trump's election simply because of this $1 trillion in infrastructure spending that is planned over the next 10 years. Do you think the run that we have seen recently is sustainable and is founded?
In the near term, no. I think the run is premature. And I think really it is more based on continued assurances of Chinese reflation than it is on the U.S. stimulus. But in either case, I think in the near term it's ill-founded. I have been on record on your show as saying that the resolution of this bear market will not be demand creation in the context of stimulus. It'll be supply destruction, that is, the destruction of productive capacity from a prolonged period of low prices that will turn this around. What that means is that we'll see prices reset in earnest, perhaps in 2018, perhaps in 2019, when more and more industry capacity is shut in due to lack of sustaining capital investments, and where when the price signals begin to move up as a consequence of balance between supply and demand, that the industry isn't capable of meeting price signals with new supply because they've shut in production. So no, I am not optimistic in 2017 with regards to general commodities prices, with the sole exception perhaps of zinc, where we have been in a bear market, for so long, you are already beginning to see the impacts of supply destruction rather than demand creation. Very low inventories on metals exchanges.
Rick, let's talk about what's going on in China. There's so many different stories out there of how China is still growing, but if you dive deeper into the numbers, you're actually seeing that their debt creation, their money printing, is far exceeding almost anywhere else in the world, and they as well are not getting the same type of oomph for every dollar or renminbi printed. Is that a concern for you?
That is a concern. Two other concerns with regards to China. Remember that the surplus in China has come about as a consequence of selling stuff to other people, in particular us. And although I'm not an economist, I'm a credit analyst, I notice a worldwide lack of demand for anything. And China's ability to continue to reinvest is a function of their own solvency. But they've drawn down their foreign currency reserves by in excess of $1.5 trillion in the last 3 years. The second thing that concerns me is the continued out-migration of capital from China by Chinese. You've seen it, Corey, in Vancouver, but we've seen it around the world in real estate and other investable assets. It would appear that private Chinese investors and also state and parastatal actors have been exporting capital from China at a very rapid rate, which tells me that the expectation inside China for real growth in China for the next 24 to 36 months, is to be charitable, constrained.
First of all, Rick, I saw firsthand what it was like to see all that outside Chinese money flow into the Vancouver housing market. And recently with the 15% foreign buyers tax that was put in, that money has now been diverted down to other cities along the West Coast, but most notably in Seattle. And we're seeing house prices in Seattle continue to rise. But Rick, I want to talk about what China has been doing in terms of selling their U.S. foreign reserves. But do you think that this strategy is going to help China continue to keep the ship afloat?
Well, I think that they'll be able to deal with some of the more egregious dislocations in their own political economy as a consequence of the surplus that they have built up over the last three decades. I think the fact that they're down to $3 trillion in reserves says something about their ability to continue to be stupid with lending and top-down economic development. As we've learned in the United States, the fact that you are able to be stupid doesn't mean that you should be stupid. You will remember in the Reagan years when the growth of government was going to slow that our aggregate on-balance sheet liabilities were less than $1 trillion, and now they're $20 trillion. The point of that is simply that the ability to be stupid should not be an excuse for being stupid. But I guess for the next 3 or 4 years, the Chinese can, if they choose to, be as stupid as they want to. I think the concept of Chinese power in the economy relative to the U.S. is grossly overstated. The U.S. is still the world's mouth. And despite the fact that from an objective point of view, we have a fairly weak economy, there is strength in the U.S. dollar simply because our economy and our system is less weak and less challenged than our major partners. At Sprott, we do business with a major Far Eastern country's pension scheme. And one of the investment officials, I remember when I talked to them about their U.S. Treasury holdings, and I questioned the efficacy of investments in U.S. Treasuries, going so far as to call them a liquid lie. He said, much of what you say is true, but it is also true that they are a liquid lie. And while we don't trust you completely, we trust you more than we trust each other. I think the point of this whole soliloquy is that we'll be in the odd position in the United States this year, 2017, of being fairly wobbly internally, but being relatively a beacon of strength around the world, particularly with regards to Europe.
Rick, as a final comment then, your strategy for 2017, let's wrap this up here by you outlining what your plans are for not only your holdings, but also what your clients at Sprott should be doing to navigate what are very uncertain waters.
Well, this is odd. It's outside resources, but I personally will be increasing my investments in selected community bank stocks, small banks in the United States, which have weathered the 2008 financial storm pretty well and are developing good local franchises. In times when the banks are out of favor, you can buy them at 8/10 of book, and when they return to favor, a well-run bank sells at 2.5 times book. So I'll be looking to take advantage of that arbitrage. But getting back into a sector I know something about, which is, I'm sure, why you asked me the question, I will be looking to provide capital in private placements for top-quality management teams, particularly top-quality management teams that need money for 2 or 3 year time frames. But unlike 2016, where I kept large amounts of cash on the sidelines for deployment, when the technical indicators with regards to the junior gold markets turn positive again, I'm going to store the cash that I intend to use in these private placements. Rather than in cash, I'm going to store them in the Sprott Junior Gold Miners ETF. I'm going to be in the market when the market is technically strong so that I can participate in the market. Why the ETF? Because I don't want to take single company failure risk without the incentive of a warrant, and I want the liquidity to be able to get into the trade in large size and get out of the trade in large size instantaneously. And the Sprott ETF gives me that.
Rick, thanks for taking some time, sharing your outlook. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed our two segments with Rick Rule. He always is somebody to listen to as to what he's predicting and his outlooks for the commodities and precious metals in general. Another person who I greatly respect his outlook is a regular commentator on our website, Richard Postma, goes by the name Doc. Doc, we talk about the precious metals a lot and commodities in general, and you stick to the charts and try to assess what's going to happen, not just in short term, but in longer term trends. Now that we are turning the year into 2017, can you share with us what your investment strategy, at least right now, is for the next year?
Yes, Corey, and that comes off of what I did last year. I got into precious metals pretty well back in late 2015, and I encouraged people that we might have seen a low in that January of 2016 would be a good time to buy, and it turned out to be very good, and we had a nice run. And what I did at that point in time was I added to some of my positions as we went higher, and then once we peaked on some of these precious metal stocks, I sold them, but I kept an underlying core of stocks that I had a good position in, figuring we were going to have a correction in that, but I'd still hang on to those. So I took some profits and I felt that would protect my core position, which it did. And now we've moved down, and I'm starting to buy some of the stocks that I sold, and I'm adding to the ones that I have, and I'm going to continue doing that as we move through 2017. That's my plan right now.
Doc, can you share with us what your mix or what your ideal mix will be in terms of commodities? Because I do know that you're not just precious metals focused. You also look at base metals. You also look at energy. There are different sectors out there that I think it's important for people to understand, not to go all in on one sector.
No, what I'm doing is I'm doing precious metal stocks. Right now I'm doing some energy stocks. And also I'm doing some soft commodity stocks, for instance, like the grains and like coffee and some of those. I'm starting to take positions. And those right now are what I'm looking at right now, Corey. I'm not that much into the base metals yet, but they're coming off again, and then I'll look at those seriously because I thought that run in the base metals got ahead of themselves. And I believe it has, and that they would come off. It's like copper. Copper is coming off right now, and I feel it's still got a ways to go, and it's moved down here. And then it might be a good time to get back into it, but we'll see. It all depends how I like the technicals on the base metals, but the base metals had an expectation run is what I call it. And I think they got way ahead of themselves.
Doc, I completely agree with that call on the base metals and how out of hand they got after Trump got elected, simply on a lot of rumors of infrastructure spending. I actually have a target range out there for copper to pull back to around 230, somewhere in around that level, and start to trade a bit more in a range, albeit in a bit higher range, so that could be good for copper as we move through 2017. Are you expecting less volatility in the metals or in commodities in a broad sense than we saw in 2016? Because it was kind of crazy there, the ups and downs that we've seen.
Well, it was crazy at the end of the year, pretty much. And I think, like copper and some of these are going to settle back down. And they're going to be in that trading range. And technically, I think then what you're going to see over time is, especially on the monthly charts and the weekly charts, you're going to see a tightening of the range. And that'll be signified by the Bollinger Bands. And that's going to define complacency. And at that point in time, I'll probably look seriously at taking some positions. But it's going to take a while right now. You're not going to see these base metals take off again, even if Trump talks on Inauguration Day about what he wants to do. And so it's going to take a little bit of time here, Corey. And I still feel that the latter half of the year, possibly 2018, is going to be the time at which you're really going to get some bid for a lot of these commodities and also for the precious metals. But it'll be the time to take positions, I believe, in 2017.
So, Doc, are you going to take the same strategy or a similar strategy in 2016, where if you do see a pretty major run in some of the stocks or individual commodities, that you'll be trimming some of your positions?
I'm not trimming anymore. I am in long-term investment mode right now. I sold a lot of my precious metal stocks when we had that nice run, but like I said, I kept others, and now it's a matter of purchasing them back, the ones I sold, and to add to the ones I still have because of this nice pullback. And now I'm in my long investment horizon zone. I'm going to be holding, and I'm not going to be selling now because I'll just wait out when we finally get the move that I expect that will occur in the future here.
So, Doc, what other markets are you going to be watching to further confirm to you that more interest and more money will be coming into the commodities? Will it be a potential pullback, severe pullback in the equity markets? Will it be the U.S. dollar topping out at levels that it really started to explode through at the end of 2016? Or is there something else, maybe interest rates that you'll be watching?
Well, you mentioned three good areas. Number one, you mentioned the dollar. I believe that the dollar stays strong for a while here. In fact, I think the U.S. doesn't mind the dollar being strong because it attracts capital back into our markets and back into this country. Well, they're going to be able to maintain that only for some time, I believe. And then if you get another round of deflation, they're going to be forced to go to easy money again. And at that point in time, I think the dollar really gets tenuous. The other thing is to watch the financial stocks. Often the financial sector is inversely proportional to the commodity sector. And I would watch the financial sector because I don't expect that to maintain any strength over time. And I think that that area will get hit again in that your commodities, your precious metals, and your resource stocks to benefit at that time, and also the interest rate, because I think we're going to get a rally here in the bond market again. I think it's about ready to begin here. I think we move back up, but I don't think the bond market gets as high as it was. I think we get almost to a double top scenario, and then I think we start turning down again, Corey.
Well, a couple interesting points there, Doc. And just to wrap us up, there are a couple other technicals that other people have pointed out, one being that gold does typically bottom on spikes in the U.S. dollar, and whether this recent spike is actually going to be the top or if we will have the potential of taking out this recent high and continuing higher in the dollar, that obviously would then still continue to put some pressure on the precious metals. But as for interest rates, when you're looking at treasury yields, there's been a huge sell-off in bonds, and I think that was because the bond bulls all got a little too complacent. You heard everybody saying that was the safest play. People were entering treasury bonds for the capital gains, not for the safety and the yields that they were offering, and that's kind of scary to me when you start hearing people play out that narrative, and maybe that will change, but I do think we are entering a period potentially of slowly rising interest rates, which is very different than a lot of countries around the world, which we will be keeping our eyes on. Doctor, always enjoy chatting with you. Thank you for everything you've done for us this entire year. We look forward to you being back in 2017.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Weekend edition. We're kind of doing a combination here of a little bit of KER politics and a little bit of KE report because the issue goes into both segments. Now, Carl Icahn has been appointed, I guess I would say, as an unofficial advisor on regulatory issues under the Trump administration. There is an interesting question out there. Given his philosophy, will this lead to more active investing or more passive investing? Chris Temple is going to give us a hand by opining on this. Chris, what do you think, bud?
Well, even before Al Icahn was tapped by Trump for this very interesting position, you had a situation that was starting to develop with more earnest that is going to upend the investing regimen that's arguably been going on for several years, at least back, you know, during the time that we had a static Fed policy. Because when the Federal Reserve pretty much was guaranteeing everybody's bets, as it were, through quantitative easing and then through keeping interest rates at nothing, it was easy and a path of least resistance for money managers specifically and even for the broader investment community generally to just throw your money in some ETFs and everything is great. And what a lot of people have warned about for years, and we've seen this perk up every now and then, along the way, is there's a risk that when you have so much money being blindly thrown at ETFs just because they think that that's what they should be doing, that you have a situation where liquidity issues can happen. We talked about this many, many times over the month, you know, the whole minnow trap analogy and that. Carl Icahn has been a very vocal critic of this kind of investing. He has made a lot of warnings about this complacent type of passive investing where everybody just blindly throws money into ETFs, and then all of a sudden if things were to go the wrong way, you'd have a liquidity crisis and everybody tried to cash in at once. There's no thought, there's no deliberation here to these investments like there is when he buys things for his portfolio and for his publicly traded partnership. So even before he got picked, you had, because of the Fed now seeming to go the other direction, now raising interest rates for the second time and threatening or promising, however you want to call it, additional rate hikes, now all of a sudden passive investing already is in some question and people are going to start shopping more. Now if you've got a guy like this with President Trump's ear, and someone who, rumor has it, and not so much a rumor, it's been pretty open, is going to be instrumental in helping Trump decide who the next chairman of the Securities Exchange Commission is going to be. You know, now you're really stepping on the accelerator away from the world of passive investing and toward active investing. And I think it's a great thing if we go that direction, because it's going to remove some of the risk, at least from the markets, of these blind, monstrous flows of money into ETFs and make investors accountable and reward investors who are already accountable in how they look at individual companies as companies and make investments accordingly.
So, Chris, it seems over the last many of years is that every sector, when it gets hot, we see more and more ETFs pop up, whether they're short ETFs or long-issued ETFs. This just seems to be the trend, and I understand there's a lot of big companies out there that are making quite good money by running these ETFs, and there's a lot of money that flows into these certain products. Do you then see a slowdown in these type of products being issued, or do you think that there will be maybe new products that come into play that are a bit more stock-specific and not so broad sector?
There have already been a lot of ETFs closed in the recent past. Everything just went too haywire, Corey. So I don't necessarily think we're going to see any additions to the ETF universe. We may see some more of them close. I mean, we've got ETFs of every conceivable flavor under the sun. And it's okay. I mean, the whole point of it was, and it's not the problem of the ETF as a vehicle, because the ETF as a vehicle was an improvement on the old mutual funds, where the old mutual funds, if you wanted to make a decision, you only had one window at the close of each business day to either buy or sell. So if you had huge intraday moves in the funds, you were out of luck. Well, ETFs change that because they trade all day long at whatever the value is that particular instant when you're buying or selling. That's not the problem. The problem was more of one where the ETFs enabled people to be less responsible in making decisions and just want to throw money into these pools because of zero interest policies and et cetera by the Fed. And so now people are actually going to have to think a little bit harder before they make decisions and make their investment decisions, whether it's to go into a fund, you know, a sector ETF for the broad market, whatever. They're going to have to make decisions based on the merits more than just that this is a place to park money because the Fed's got my back.
Yeah, I mean, mutual funds are clearly no-brainers. If you like the, for lack of better terms, the results of the funds, that's pretty much what everybody gears their decision toward. If you like the results of the funds, that's one thing, but I agree 100% in terms of ETFs, they are very industry specific, at least the majority of them are, you know, take GDX, GDXJ, what have you. You know, for those people who like precious metals, obviously that's where you want to go. Do you want to go to the larger companies or the smaller companies? But I think you got a good point there, Chris.
Well, and there's not a sector that there isn't an ETF for, Al. I mean, they're all out there, even marijuana ones now. You got ETFs for marijuana stocks. So they're everywhere. And that's okay to a point. But here again, if you get a sector that's particularly hot and a lot of people pile money into it, and that ETF buys all these different stocks, and it becomes unwieldy, and all of a sudden the ETF has to sell, then a lot of good companies are going to get hurt along with the bad ones, and it hurts everybody. So, again, I just think that there's going to be potentially some really good positive changes coming back for common sense value investing and for active investing generally. And again, not just because of Carl Icahn, but that's really the icing on the cake.
And this is all kind of gearing around the fact that Trump wants some more deregulation, correct? When you have deregulation, more potentially more open or free markets, then you do give the ability of some of the better performing companies to further outperform their peers, right?
Well, I don't know if I would characterize it quite like that, Corey. If you're looking at deregulation in a broad sense, it goes way beyond what we're talking about right now. But one area that does apply to what we're talking about is the so-called fiduciary rule, that if our listeners have not heard about it, those of them that have financial advisors or financial advisors have certainly heard about it. And this fiduciary rule is the latest step that has gone in the way that things have been going for a few years to basically try and turn advisors and investors alike simply into robots. And blindly, if you're 50 years old, then you should put 50% in stocks and 50% in bonds, and here's your ETFs, and boom, that's what you do. And if your advisor who handles that for you even blinks the wrong way, he's liable. The whole move toward passive investing has had a lot to do with the Fed, but it's also had a lot to do with the need of Wall Street in a broader sense, guys, to sustain itself. And the way you sustain markets is you have people invest all of their savings in the way that's going to benefit you. And this, again, has been one of the problems with passive investing, is that the purpose seems to be just to keep markets levitated. It's not necessary to help the individual investor, because the individual investor is not allowed decision-making processes. That's why people come to this website. That's why people read the National Investor. That's why they go to other services that are out there for investors who are do-it-yourself investors, and realize that there is still a whole world out there that they're basically being locked out of when it comes to their typical brokers and financial planners and Wall Street. And I think that these regulatory changes, because I think some of that's going to be rolled back also, are going to open things back up to where investing again becomes sensible. That you have to roll up your sleeves and realize that when you buy shares of stocks or an ETF, you're buying shares of companies, and you need to do your homework accordingly. If you make a bad move, guess what? You eat it. And that has to apply all up and down the food chain, not just individual investors, but to banks and large investors and so forth. And if we get back to that kind of a world, I think that that'll be a good positive change that this administration will have brought about.
One final quick comment, because we are definitely running out of time here, and that is, I would still, given my background, prefer to be an active investor, because if you're not, number one, there's a responsibility that comes with that, but number two...
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.